You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Six.
Yeah, we get the Macho Man in there.
Rain shower.
Oh, no, it's all right.
Rain showers this morning. Some pretty heavy thunderstorms likely at times today. Highs close to 60. And
I just want to mention real quick here that Susan Crawford won.
Yes. Huh? Yes.
Yes. Oh, yeah. There they are.
She won.
She won.
Yes.
10 points.
State Supreme Court. It. Yeah, it wasn't even close.
Man. Oh. Yeah. And we'll have her. We'll have a bit of her speech coming up, and we'll also get to the Cory Booker response from Wisconsin that he read during his.
Quite a moment.
Discussions, 24-hour speaking engagement.
Actually, 25 hours,
Senator.
Yeah. 7 minutes past the hour. Time for us to get into our Break of the Spring Text to Win statewide contest. This is your chance to win. Mm-hmm. Well, this hour. Milwaukee Brewer club level tickets, and every entry that you put into our contest goes into the grand prize drawing, which will happen on Friday later in the day, and we will announce that winner late Friday afternoon or early Monday. So the grand prize is a brand new queen size mattress set from Verlo Mattress of Madison. But again, this hour, the prize is Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets. Keyword for this hour, which you need to text in, the keyword is bright, okay? B-R-I-G-H-T, bright. That is the keyword. Text that to us. Just download the Civic Media app. You can do that. Find WMDX and use the text button at the bottom of that page. You can send us that keyword, bright. And you got to do that before 8 a.m. this morning. There'll be other hours in the day a little bit later on, 11 a.m., also 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. But the key word this hour is bright. B as in boy, R-I-G-H-T.
All right. Sounds excellent.
All right.
Get involved. Just as everybody got involved in the state of Wisconsin and voted in a new Supreme Court justice, Susan Crawford.
Yes.
Big winner. 10-point
what a night.
Win over Brad Schimmel.
Yeah.
One of the dumbest people ever to run for office.
Well, they called that race pretty early. It didn't take long.
No, it really didn't take long.
Like 9:15, 9:30, the results were apparent, and they called that.
That was really a fantastic win. Mm-hmm. Let's play a little part of Susan Crawford's speech last night in front of the crowd. Let's listen.
Someone who watches out for people. But I've got to tell you, as a little girl growing up in Chippewa Falls, I never could have imagined that I'd be taking on the richest man in the world.
I like the way she said man there. A little emphasis there. Yeah.
For justice in Wisconsin. And we won. So today, Wisconsinites fended off an unprecedented attack on our democracy. Yeah! That's right. Our fair elections and our Supreme Court. And Wisconsins stood up and said loudly that justice does not have a price. Our courts are not for sale.
You know, and Wisconsin proved that we could do it in front of the entire nation as they were watching us. Oh, we're so proud of the state. Mm-hmm. Seriously, very, very proud of it. And I'm proud of all the students who showed up on campus and voted. Yeah. That was just a great time. And I have to also hat tip to the 31-year-old man from Stevens Point who, I guess, stole a Cybertruck and drove up on the library mall on election day.
This happened last night at the UW campus. I saw a video of it.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Somebody stole a Cybertruck? Yeah,
apparently.
And drove onto the library mall. What was the deal there?
Just south of the fountain.
The video that I saw, the guy could be heard yelling, "Get out the vote, free weed."
Really?
Two messages I can get behind.
There was a post on X from Representative Francesca Hogg.
Oh, no. Really?
Said the man threw drug paraphernalia onto the ground and was yelling, "Free weed." I think that tipped the scales right there.
You think so?
That's at 10%.
Did they catch up to the guy? They arrested him.
The video I saw was of police arresting him. The lights flashing on Library Mall. The Cybertruck parked right next to the fountain there.
Yeah. That was the best use of a Cybertruck yet.
Exactly.
Okay.
I do like that a lot. I mentioned, you know, the students, a big hat tip to them.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned also that I had a clip here of a Gen Zer talking about, you know, being active and getting out there and voting and making a difference. And this is Cut 24, and this is Gen Z Liz and her message to everybody else. Let's listen.
This is a message to the Democratic members of the United States Congress on behalf of a young and concerned left-leaning American. You are doing nothing to stop a hostile fascist government takeover. When we look back at history, we often ask, where were the lawyers? Where were the judges? Where were the politicians to stop this? And I thought we would learn from our mistakes as people. We would be able to look back and we would be able to say, hey, they weren't there when we needed them, but that won't happen again. Well, here we are and you're nowhere. You are doing the most basic, surface level, performative forms of protest. You show up with your signs and your pink clothes and expect a pat on the back for doing nothing to stop him. Trump does not care if you wear pink. He does not care if you hold up signs of disapproval. What will affect him is somebody screaming at him, not allowing him to talk, not allowing him to continue what he's doing.
Yeah.
But you are too concerned about decorum and about playing by the rule book.
Mm-hmm.
I hope to be one of you someday. It is my dream job to be a congresswoman. But I am ashamed to admit that right now, because I would not be proud working alongside most of you. It is infuriating to watch you play by a rule book that was thrown out by Donald Trump so many years ago. Stop playing by rules that do not exist. It is time to fight. It is time to fight with grit. It is time to get some dirt onto your nails and do something. Because I swear, if my future is taken away by your inaction because you were more concerned with money and donations and getting reelected than actually helping the American people, I will never forgive you.
There you go.
Who is this again?
It's a great message. Elizabeth.
Elizabeth.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just one of those web wisdoms, somebody mm-hmm. out there trying to get everybody jazzed up and active and do something different. Stop talking about it.
Right.
Start yelling about it.
Mm-hmm. And Cory Booker did something different, taking to the floor of the Senate for 25 hours, setting a new record. We're going to get to more of that in a minute. We've got a couple of phone calls waiting.
We'll get to Cory Booker reading a response from a Wisconsin couple in just a moment. We played it earlier, last hour, but you got to hear it again.
Yeah, it's really good. Right. Let's go to Dick, who is on the line, 608-879-8255. Dick, go ahead with your comment or question. Good morning.
Well, I just got two words to describe last night.
Yeah.
Game on.
Mm-hmm.
Between what Cory Booker did nationally
yeah.
and what happened here. And, you know, I just love, the only thing that might have been better, though, for, you remember how Granny Clampett talked about where's that extra possum coming from?
Yeah.
It's the possum queen. But,
yeah.
Okay. Honest to goodness, it made you feel good to be a Wisconsinite again.
Yeah,
yes,
it really
you know?
Did.
This is
yeah.
the best. I mean, I've been in an awful funk since November. And that was truly amazing.
Yeah, I think we all have.
Yeah, this really raises our spirits, I believe, in this state. All right. Thanks a lot, Dick. And let's go to Todd or Billy. Welcome to the program, Todd or Billy.
Yep. Been a while. What do you got?
Hey, John and Gordy. Hey, as sick as that young activist is of what she calls inaction in Congress, mm-hmm. I'm sick of people, frankly, like her and more prominent pundits like Robert Reich chanting that refrain of where are the Democrats? Do something. Well, tell us what you want us to do. Tell us what you want them to do. I didn't hear that in her. And when I read Robert Reich, he says Democrats are doing nothing. They should be doing stuff like AOC and Robert Reich are doing and Chris Murphy. Well, that's not nothing. Those people are doing something. Let's lead with, look at what these people are doing that is consequential. Yeah. And honestly, if you don't think that people are doing enough and you're Robert Reich or someone else prominent with deep pockets, you do something. Get yourself arrested. Do some civil disobedience. If you think a bigger gesture needs to be made, you're in a position to do it. Do it. Quit, dragging our team down by focusing on the Chuck Schumers and instead focus on the Chris Murphys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's what the Gen Z woman was talking about. I she's talking about in general, we're not really getting out there. We're saying stuff. And there are a few people that you can give as an example, as you did, who are really out there doing what we should be doing.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's talking about everybody else. There's just not enough of us doing this.
Right. You know, I think Mike McCabe, when he comes in just a little bit here, he might have something to add about that. The past couple weeks he's been talking about, rather than just complaining about how Republicans are breaking everything in government, we got to put forth something better and something that we can build from mm-hmm. where we're sitting right now.
Yep. Mike will be here in about 15 minutes.
And Gen Z, they're not compromisers. You know, mm-hmm. I played her comment because it's what I get at home all the time. I have two of them, 22-year-old and a 26-year-old, who are constantly on me. You know, I'm trying to say, well, we have to do this because of this and this. And they say, no. We're going to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I heard in her voice, and that's why I played it. We're going to play Cory Booker right after the break.
Yep. And coming up, we'll also be checking in just a moment or two with our chief meteorologist, WMDX weather person, Brittany Merlot. Some heavy weather possible today. We'll get to that next on John and Gordy in the Morning.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the Morning.
21 minutes past the hour, some pretty heavy rain moving through. We'll talk to Brittany Merlot here in just a moment after I remind you that the key word this hour in our Break into Spring Text to Win statewide contest, a pair of Brewer tickets up for grabs. The key word is bright, bright, B-R-I-G-H-T.
All right.
You have until 8 a.m. to text that in to possibly win the Brewer tickets, and all the entries get into the statewide, the grand prize winning prize. What? The Verlo mattress. Good God, somebody slap me and get my mouth working. It's a Verlo mattress set, a queen size mattress. I thought you were going to reach over and slap me upside the head there
help
for a moment.
Out a little bit.
Yes. Okay. The Verlo mattress. is the grand prize. Oh, let's get to Brittany Merlot and get a word on what's going on weather-wise. We got a heavy rain moving through Madison. Brittany, take it away.
Yeah, fill us in. Okay.
What's going on?
Well, first things first, you're lucky that you're getting rain because I woke up this morning with 3 inches of snow. I've got freezing rain here right now. Mm. So I would trade you for those claps of thunder right now. Right.
Freezing rain in Wausau?
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Winter will not go away up here.
It's hell up there, man.
It's frozen over.
Yeah.
It seriously has. But yeah, you guys got some heavy rain, some thunderstorms moving through. None of them are severe at the moment. And it looks like it's going to be continuing till about noon. Then you'll get a little break and kind of like the key word, bright. If you get bright this afternoon after those storms roll through, you have a chance for some strong to severe storms possibly firing up again, maybe around 4 or 5 or so.
Oh
so keep that in mind because we've got this warm air moving in. Highs today will hit 60, maybe the low 60s. And of course, with that sunshine and some instability as another cold front moves through, we could see some of those storms spark up and become strong. Now, those could have high winds and hail. These this morning could still have some hail, but much smaller in size. So kind of a rough, wet, nasty day and windy, too. Ew, gusts are up to about 40 miles per hour today.
Whoa. Okay.
Well, I consider ourselves lucky not having the weather you have up there. That's a nightmare. Yeah.
I know. It really is. Oh. At least you're getting the salt wafts off the streets, you know, a car wash for free. There's good, there's positives with storms.
There is.
There's always a positive. A silver lining somewhere. Yeah. And then once we get through with all this today and tonight, what can we expect tomorrow and beyond?
Yeah.
Much calmer. So much better. Partly sunny skies by Thursday. That stays the case for most of the weekend. Highs will be in those low to mid 50s. All weekend long, the only other chance for precipitation we have is Friday night into Saturday morning. We could see some light rain, but that's about it. A gorgeous weekend.
All right, and that's because Susan Crawford won. We're really happy about that. It's made a complete difference in my outlook now.
You're looking at the world with rose-tinted glasses
I am.
Now.
Yes.
Okay.
And Jill Underly won, too.
Yes.
All right.
Brittany, thank you so much. Yeah. We appreciate that.
Thanks,
and hunker down up there.
Yeah.
Look out for the boy, the snow.
Be very careful
rain.
On that
my
ice.
Gosh.
All right.
All right. Thanks, Brittany.
Will do.
All right.
That's our WMDX meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. Okay.
And as I promised, we're going to play Cory Booker.
Yes.
Got Let's a response during his speech last night, and he read a letter, a response from Wisconsin.
Yeah, he was getting a lot of messages.
I think it was an email.
Yeah.
But let's listen to that story one more time. And we're talking about universal health care in this country. We should have it. And this is a good reason why. Let's listen.
My name is Kiana Spooner, and I live in Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. I'm 63 years old. My husband, Joe, and I have 5 children and 3 grandchildren and live a wonderful life as our family is growing. God bless you and your family. We owned businesses and work to contribute Social Security for ourselves and our employees. We did all the things we could do to secure our future and contribute to the larger community of those in need. We felt that we're living the American dream until one day in 2012. I know this personally with my dad. I feel for you, Ms. Spooner. Until one day in 2012, I was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. Parkinson's is a degenerate. Parkinson's disease is a degenerative brain disease that progresses over time. Sorry, I'm thinking about my dad. It is unrelenting and affects motor and nerve processes. Loss of benefits will have a direct and daily effect on me and my family as we navigate the medical needs we will be facing. I will need progressive and comprehensive care as I age. I will need medication every single day of my life. And I will need the security of a generous society to care for me. Millions of others join me there. Please, Senator Booker, please protect my Social Security. I just thank God that my mom had the resources to take care of my dad. And I watched that degenerative disease take from his life for 20 years and how much it cost, the thousands of dollars it cost my mom to take care of him. I know my friend Andy Kim, who's in the Senate right now, is facing health challenges with his father. I know so many people personally whose parents have Alzheimer's. I know so many Americans who are not powerful, they're not rich. I know so many Americans who live in fear every day that one little thing will happen to them that will destabilize their financial well-being. And now those millions of Americans, because of a president and a man named Musk, are driving fear into them.
All right.
It's Cory Booker.
Wow.
Who took to the Senate floor and was there for 25 hours. Again, standing up the whole time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not allowed a bathroom break during that time either.
Hard to imagine.
I know.
I have one of those trucker bottles underneath the podium.
I don't know.
A stadium buddy?
Not sure.
Yeah, stadium.
Don't know how that works.
A stadium buddy.
Yes. Yeah. That was an amazing speech. And yeah.
An amazing day yesterday.
Yes.
You know, Susan Crawford winning like this. Mm-hmm. Joe Underly winning against somebody who believes in private schools. And we have a reaction here from Watertown.
Yeah.
Ann Roush Gifford wrote, as
much as I'm ecstatic about Crawford's victory last night, Watertown lost three school board seats to MAGA M4L candidates. They also lost the operational school referendum. Not good news in Watertown.
No,
schools.
That's so bad news.
That's sorry to hear about that.
And Tyler in Columbia County says, mm-hmm. We are raining on Trump's parade.
Yep. When we come back, Mike McCabe will join us and talk about yesterday and what happened last night. Right here on John and Gordy in the Morning.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Noses. Yes, when wanting to stick something in other people's business, more people use their noses than any other part of their face. Noses, available wherever olfactory body parts are sold.
Noses. Okay.
Yeah.
7:34, well, rain showers.
I got quite a nose.
You got a nose for news.
Yes, I do. And
there must be a lot of it because it's covering a lot.
I know.
Heavy rain. This morning, maybe some pretty strong thunderstorms along the way. It is 7:35 now, and we'll get to Mike McCabe. He's in the studio here. We'll talk to him in just a moment. We want to update you on a break into spring text to win statewide contest. This is your chance this hour. If you text us the word bright, you could win a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets. Plus, every entry puts you into our grand prize drawing of a brand-new queen-size mattress set from Verlo Mattress of Madison. It includes the mattress, the sheets, some pillows, and more. Again, the key word this hour is bright. B-R-I-G-H-T, bright. Just download the Civic Media app. Find WMDX on that app. You can use the text button at the bottom and send us that keyword bright for your chance to win in the statewide contest. And again, good luck to you. Again, this hour, Milwaukee Brewer tickets. But again, you have to get that entry in before 8 a.m. And there'll be other chances to win later in the day. You can check out our keywords at 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. during those hours. Okay. Mike McCabe is with us. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm good.
Good to have you with us on this rainy, rainy Wednesday.
Feeling good about what happened last night.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, surprised.
Family's happy.
Surprised. Relieved. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know my wife was sitting there just, just collapsed, you know, thinking, oh, man, money did it again, you know, and all of a sudden, it just started looking good.
Yeah, yeah. I don't have any idea what it feels like to flush $25 or $30 million down the toilet.
No.
but that's what Elon Musk just did.
Yes.
And it couldn't happen to a more miserable excuse for a human being.
Oh, I agree. The Ulines, too.
Mm-hmm.
Hat tip to them for losing money.
Yeah, just throw it down the toilet. Yeah.
Well, as I was watching all the ads,
mm-hmm.
I thought, you know, I don't know that all those millions really move anybody in races like this, or in conditions like this, where you know people are so polarized, but amazing outcome. So, like I said, surprised and relieved.
Yeah. Well, we're all relieved now. We don't have to see those ads anymore.
Exactly.
We played a Daily Show clip where they were talking about all of the ads, and they ran them back to back very quickly.
Yeah.
And they were all about child predators.
Right.
And they said, "Put a wall around Wisconsin. They've got a predator problem up there." You know.
Yeah. It was dismal.
It was awful.
You couldn't wait to get them out of our living rooms.
That's right. But you know, it was almost like we had to pinch ourselves last night. You know,
yeah.
I mean, they did call it early, thank goodness.
Yeah.
But it was one of those situations where, like, this is working out. People are showing up and proving that Wisconsin can do the right thing in front of the entire nation. I mean, that was the pressure that I was feeling. I mean, everybody was watching us. You know, every network focused on Wisconsin. We were the bellwether. This is what's going to happen in the elections to come, you know, and I'm just thinking, wow. Okay.
And there's always too much emphasis put on, you know, this special election in Florida or that Supreme Court election in Wisconsin. There's, you know, it's always blown out of proportion, but that doesn't mean that these races aren't important.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean that when you have, you know, the world's richest man come into a state and slap a cheese head on his head and try to buy an election with $25 or $30 million, that you know, the way the voters responded, that's still significant. You can't predict the future by what just happened last night, but that doesn't mean the last night wasn't important.
Yeah. Well, you know, Racine and Kenosha came out strongly for the Democrats. So that really worked out for me. I hope for once, you know, things can look positive in this state. You know, the Republicans seem to really know how to bring us down, desperately bring us down. Of course, the voter ID law became a constitutional amendment also yesterday, unfortunately. But we're all kind of settled in with that. We're all used to that by now. And we've worked out the kinks. You know, we allow people now to get a voter ID if they want one without maybe faking that they have to pay for it or moving a DMV to a location where no one has bus service. We have worked all those kinks out. People can get the identification. So it's not a big deal, but now we have to kind of look over our shoulders when it comes to maybe a birth certificate being required. I know the legislature is looking at that. It's not going to pass because of Governor Evers.
Yep.
But without Governor Evers there, we're in real trouble.
Yeah, and there's going to be an effort at the national level to try to force this on all the states.
Yeah.
So that you know, proof of citizenship is going to be a big fight to come, and there's a whole lot of people out there who are natural born citizens of the United States but don't have passports or can't find an original copy of their birth certificate
or got married
and changed their last name and they could be in a difficult spot when they show up to vote sometime and are told, hey, you can't.
And we can't forget about the students as well.
Right.
At college, they didn't bring their birth certificates with them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And their parents probably lost them someplace.
Hell, where I grew up,
the paperwork.
Where I grew up, almost nobody has a passport.
Yeah.
Right.
Because, a long trip for our family was Dubuque or Mankato. You know, that was about as far as we traveled. Yeah. You know,
Dubuque's lovely this time of year.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with Dubuque.
I'm not saying it's right along the Mississippi.
I know.
It's great. It was
pretty
great going there, but that's as far as we could go and still get back to milk the cows.
That's it. Talking with Mike McCabe and, you're welcome to join the conversation. You can call us 608-879-8255. So a lot of the pundits, Mike, are saying that this was, you know, the vote last night here in Wisconsin was a slap down to Elon Musk and big money, Trump and Musk. This was a loss for them. And it actually maybe a lot of Republicans were kind of, you know, a lot of maybe moderate Republicans were hoping for that. Like Elon Musk, you know, he's not doing us any favors here. So they were happy with this result. Your thoughts about that?
Yeah, the moderate Republicans have been driven to the point of extinction,
right.
But they're still out there. They've been excommunicated from the party.
Yeah.
But yeah, they don't like what's going on with Musk and Trump, and you know, and every day there's something more, and now it's Kennedy you know, just laying off huge numbers of people from the health and
CDC,
Health and Human Services,
Health and Human Services Department. There were people who found out that they were fired because they show up at work and their security badge wouldn't open the door.
Wow.
And that's how they found out that their job was eliminated. And, you know, so there's just a cruelty. There's not only, it's not only chaotic, and it's not only just, you know, taking a hatchet to things rather than a scalpel, but there's also a cruelty and just a thoughtlessness about it that is sickening. These workers haven't done anything wrong. They've got good job performance reviews. They've done their work and they've done it well, and their supervisors are pleased. And then they find out that they don't have a job because their security badge has been deactivated.
Yeah. Right.
That's the way you're told. That's just sick and twisted and evil.
And because there's a category of work that they. The federal workers who are
They're probationary employees.
That's it.
You know, so you know they have to go through a probationary period before they have So yes, they can be fired, but it's there's still a way to treat human beings, and there's a way not to treat human beings, and the way this is being done is not the way to treat human beings. And they've done good work. And these people, you know, this whole idea that they're still on probationary status because they're relatively new employees doesn't mean they're not doing critical work. And it doesn't mean that they're not doing that work well. Mm-hmm. It just means that that this ruling regime has decided that they're gonna go. And they're not making decisions strategically here. They're just sort of taking a hatchet to things and just wanting to break these agencies. And I heard some remarks from voters that were being interviewed by various media outlets last night about the Supreme Court election. Some of them had voted for Trump.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But one of the things they said is, you know, I got a problem with Elon Musk bringing all his money in here. Right. And one of the quotes was, I got no problem with downsizing the government, but it should be done with a scalpel, not an axe.
Right. Yes.
And it was interesting. That very thought was coming out of the mouth of somebody who was a self-professed Trump voter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts, Mike, about, did you see any of Cory Booker's speech?
I obviously didn't watch him for 25 hours.
Right. But
I saw clips of it, and I was aware of what he was doing, and my immediate thought was, I would need a few bathroom breaks in there.
No, I know.
And I'm not sure I could stay on my feet for 25 hours, but it was an amazing show.
Well, he's a younger man.
Yes.
As we get older,
he's 55.
Have a difficult time doing 25 hours.
Yeah. Apparently, we had a listener comment that he was starting to cramp up toward the end.
I would imagine.
Being on your feet for that long?
Yeah.
That was Catherine.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And then he stopped eating, drinking. He was cramping toward the end.
Yeah. Exactly.
Some of the news anchors, he went out.
I would have been more than cramping.
He went out and appeared on the networks right after that.
Yeah.
And the anchors are saying, you really have to go out there and drink something and eat.
Right. You know. Right.
At least he could sit down after it was all over on some of those
interviews. But, the employees on probation, they could only be fired if they did a bad job, if their performance did not live up to their expectations. And that was the excuse. That's what they were getting. And it's not a great job referral at all. Yep. So,
but it also doesn't square with their job evaluations.
Yes. Yes, it doesn't.
Their supervisors have evaluated their performance and said, you're doing good work.
Right.
There's many workers who've been able to show that.
But technically, they have to say their performance was not very well or not done well. So.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's an amazing thing. But anyway, we're all pretty happy here that Susan Crawford won the election, and we now have or maintained at least a liberal majority on the court. I hate saying that because— I don't know. You know, we've always talked about the conservatives have made this thing, you know, where they read the Constitution literally, and they really don't. And we found that out with the six justices in you know, the federal Supreme Court. Now, they're the activist judges, and they've been ripping into the liberal judges as being activist. And it's almost like they couldn't stand the 2 years the court has been liberal. You know, we got to change it. It's been 2 years of hell. It hasn't been two years of hell. It's almost like they expect people to assume that conservatives know how to handle the law better than liberal justices know how to handle the law. And it's a myth that they have created, and people have actually bought into that somehow.
Well, you know, it's sad how the Supreme Court has been politicized, and
yes.
And it's clear that there are people, very powerful people, who don't want decisions based on the law or based on common sense, but they want to know that they're going to get court decisions that favor them. Mm-hmm. And that's all they care about. They want justice tilted in their favor, and they have thrown a lot of money at elections to try to make sure that they get a court that is tilted in their favor. And it does drive them crazy when voters don't go along and cooperate and they don't get a court that can be depended on to rule in their favor on cases. Because, you know, and what citizens should want are judges who are willing to look at the facts and look at the law and make a judgment based on the facts and the law.
Yeah.
But that's not what these powerful people want.
Kind of makes it thrilling.
We will continue with Mike McCabe in just a moment. This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning brought to you by Verlo. The Verlo mismatch sale is back. Biggest sale of the year. Mismatch on the outside, long-lasting craftsmanship on the inside. 10% off of every mattress and box spring. Wake up, sleep better. Verlo Mattress of Madison. Back with more with Mike McCabe on John and Gordy in just a moment.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the morning. Rainy morning, but a great day because we are now... feeling better about Wisconsin voters.
Yes, we are. 751, heavy rain moving through, some storms likely today. Highs around 60. Right now it's 37. And the Break Into Spring Text Win statewide contest. You have a few more minutes to get into this hour's prize, which is Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets to some lucky person out there. The key word this hour is bright. You have until 8 a.m. to get that in, bright. You can text us on the Civic Media app, and everybody that gets in also gets a chance to win that grand prize, the brand new queen-size mattress set from Verlo Mattress that includes mattress sheets, pillows, and more. Again, the word is bright. There'll be other chances later in the day at 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. during those hours with those different keywords.
Our special guest, Mike McCabe from Substack and author. Earlier, I played a clip from a Gen Zer, a 20-something, who is frustrated with the Democrats not doing enough. And then we got a call from Todd or Billy, and
he can't make up his mind.
We'll try to work that out with him eventually. But he was kind of angry about that because there were Democrats out there who are doing the right thing. They are saying the right things. They're very, very tough on what's going on out there. And I've always said that if we just say what we want to say, but shout it and sound angry about it, I think that will make the difference. What do you say, Mike? What do you say about that?
Well, I was listening to the show on the drive in, and I heard the remarks from Elizabeth, the young Gen Z woman, and that's frustration that I think a whole lot of people are feeling, and she expressed what a whole lot of people have on their minds, no question about it. And I did hear the caller then chime in. And you know, one of the things that got me to thinking about is what I just wrote for Substack. I just posted an article, you know, we don't have time yet in today's show to go through you know, the key points, but I invite people to go and check out the article. They can find me on Substack, mikemccabe.substack.com, and it's the most recent article. But what I was saying is that basically, in a nutshell, is that sometimes the best defense is a good offense.
Yes.
You know, when you're leading in a game and you're trying to hold off an opponent that's trying to score, you know, putting up points makes it next to impossible for them to catch you, right? And sometimes the best defense is a good offense. And I get that everybody wants to try to block what the ruling regime is trying to do and these daily assaults, and, you know, and they want people to step into the breach and block this or stop it. But you know, we can't forget to dream. We can't forget to think about what kind of society we want to build. And just one of like three or four examples that I give in the article is that, they're trying to butcher the Veterans Administration, and they're going to go after Medicaid, and people are desperate to try to keep their hands off the VA and Medicaid and Medicare. But we aren't thinking about the fact that this nation leads the world in medical bankruptcies. Mm-hmm. And you should never, ever go bankrupt simply because you get sick in this country, in a country this prosperous. And so what we're not thinking about is maybe we could merge the VA and Medicaid and Medicare and bring it under one roof and get a whole bunch of administrative efficiency benefits out of that. Call it something like AmeriCare and make every single American eligible for it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And say, look, you're not going to go bankrupt in this nation if you get sick. That's a guarantee. That we guarantee it as a member of this society. And so we gotta keep dreaming about the world we want and the kind of country or society that we want. And that's what I mean when I say don't forget to play offense while everybody else is trying to play defense.
Right.
And I think that's something that you know, Democrats can take to heart, and that's something positive that not only Democratic officials but Democratic voters can do in conversations with others is keep bringing the conversation back to what kind of society should we really have. Yeah. All these people are losing their jobs. I mentioned, you know, people are finding out that they're fired because their identity badge won't work to open the door.
Right.
And that's an outrage, and people are trying to fight that. But then we're not thinking about the fact that you have to have two full-time jobs in this country.
Yes.
To keep yourself above the poverty line. And maybe we should rethink the minimum wage and turn it into a living wage guarantee.
Yeah.
So that nobody...
Universal basic income.
And that nobody, you know, create a system where, you know, that an honest day's work will leave no one poor.
Right.
And that's the kind of society we should have. And we got to keep talking about those things, those aspirations that we have, because to me, that's the best defense against the madness that's being forced down our throats is a good offense.
I have a clip. We'll get to it tomorrow. But it's from a Canadian physician, Dr. Danielle Martin. She was asked all the questions by a Republican at a hearing, and she answered all the questions definitively and broke up all the myths that Republicans have created around healthcare in this country. It is a fantastic cut, but it's exactly what we're talking about here. And I think if we got rid of the medical bankruptcies in this country or made it so we could actually get health care, it would solve so many of the problems that we have.
You know, the administration says they want to make Canada the 51st state.
Yeah.
Well, we've got over 300,000 medical bankruptcies in this country, and you know how many Canada has? Zero.
Zero.
Yeah. Mike, we got to leave it there. Mike McCabe, thanks for joining us.
Yeah.
We'll see you next Wednesday.
As always.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Always good to talk to you. And tomorrow we'll be... checking in with Dr. Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils, talking about education. Get all the latest on that. Stephanie Miller's coming up next. John, have a good day.
I'm going to drink heavily today because I am happy.
It's party time.
Some day drinking about to happen.
Okay. Day drinking.
Have a great day. So long. It's the John Gordy
Show. The national news cycle never stops.
but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.